This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 19th. God's word to you today is His definition. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 37, and it says, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Golf is a very interesting game. It tests every boundary. I have heard people call themselves all sorts of names because the ball they played started off dead, straight towards the hole, but turned off. Cursing the ball is bad enough, because who played the ball? The ball will do exactly what the player tells it to do. How have you been talking to yourself? And what have you been saying? I have seen people curse themselves out because they're experiencing that feeling of defeat. How you talk to yourself is so important. One of the nastiest things that people do is to call themselves a bastard. Some people claim that is how they motivate themselves. Really, when you call yourself a bastard, you actually feel motivated. What it means is that you're allowing defeat to define you. The second way of knowing that you have begun to allow defeat to define you is when you start to hide from people. Such people no longer want to go for fellowship. They feel a sense of shame, so they start hiding from people. The fact that you're trusting God for a child and everyone else is carrying a baby does not mean you should isolate yourself. You are owning it. You are allowing defeat to define you. It is going to be Christmas in about a month, and you will have a Merry Christmas in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people have already begun to worry about how Christmas is going to be. Someone sent me a message. "My children do not have Christmas clothes yet." How can you be worried about Christmas clothes in November? No one in my family has Christmas clothes yet, and nobody is losing sleep about it. But if it pleases the Lord, we would have. When you choose the pity party over the Christmas party, you are allowing defeat to define you. Your reason for opting out of celebrations is because everyone will come with their husband and you are not with your own husband. Do not allow defeat to define you. Let God and God alone define you. Do not let defeat define you. I may have no idea how you are feeling right now, but I know what God is saying about you right now. He is saying, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Despite all the things you may be facing, overwhelming victory is yours, and so shall it be. Amen. So do not let defeat define you. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me not to judge by sight or head knowledge, but to access every situation based on what God has said. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.